Thank you.
It's really great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
In Holland. And I saw your new book in Dutch, Superfoods.
Very happy with the way that this book came out. The Superfoods book, what I like about it is the people who actually translated it, they're really into the superfoods, into it. You were deep. It was amazing. It was actually the right people to translate it.
Yes, I know that. Yeah. They're really great. They're real health lovers.
Yes, exactly. They're really into health. And there was just a number of people who were involved in the translation who could translate the kind of energy that I wanted to have put across. And
they have the same mindset.
Mindset. I think that's one of the best translations of any of my books ever.
Yes?
Yeah.
But do you think that it's really necessary to eat superfoods when you are on an organic diet?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. That's why I got into superfoods. Basically, it's if you're on an organic diet, and you've been doing the work that I've been doing. So you know that's how I lived for years. I am a raw foodist still, but I was a raw foodist. Didn't take any supplements, no superfoods, no herbs, just food. And over a number of years, I started seeing a lot of problems that people had with those kind of diets, and a lot of things that were going on with me, like mineral deficiency problems. So then I started realizing that the mineral deficiency talk that you hear about with food, with our, you know, it's a big problem with our food in general, all food, is real.
Yes, but it's also organic food is nutrient deficient.
Yes. Right, it's better than conventional food.
Yes.
But yes, what you're saying is the shocking news. Yeah, that's true.
Really?
Yep. Wild food isn't.
Yes, wild food is
wild
the best.
Wild food isn't. Wild food's the best. But
it's hard to get.
It's hard to get. I mean, this environment, it's hard to get wild food. In my house, it's easy. I walk out in the front yard, I pick my weeds, I make a salad, I'm good. I live in Canada.
Canada.
Yeah, in eastern Canada, nature. North of Toronto.
It's really, really great for you.
Oh, it's a forest. It's a wild forest. Okay. My wish and hope for everybody is that they can have access to a wild forest.
Yeah, it's hard here in Holland, but...
A lot of people in Holland.
Yes. Hey, and is it necessary to take supplements?
Well, it depends on the situation and it depends on the person. Supplements exist for a reason. So do superfoods. So does all food.
Yes.
It has a role. Every food, even the chemicalized food. You know, the chemicalized food is here because we gave away our responsibility, so now we're going to get taught a lesson.
Yes.
Right? So we eat the chemical food, and all of a sudden we go, what's going on? You know, that's why it's here. It's helping us to actually evolve, if you look at it from that perspective. Does that make sense? So the supplements are also here for a reason, and there's been a lot of research on supplements over the years, from enzyme supplements to B vitamins, vitamin C, D, and they work. They work.
Okay.
I like food better because I know that food is more complete. I mentioned at the seminar that we did that B vitamins, I know four B vitamins that don't even have a name. They're not in any product out there except one product, And so there's stuff being discovered all the time, but food already has it all. So that's why I like superfoods instead of supplements, because it's complete. But supplements do work. That's for sure, especially in high dosages.